Like other regions of the country, Delaware continues to face growing pressure in its foster care system, especially for older youth who often struggle to find placements and long-term support. WHYY's Johnny Perez-Gonzalez reports.
Statewide, about 470 children are currently in foster care, and the need for more homes continues to grow, particularly for youth who require specialized care or support. Teens remain the group with the fewest placement options.
Teenagers are a population that we need more families for. Teenagers oftentimes have experienced more trauma before they enter the foster care system. So making sure that they have what they need is an area where we're trying to really prioritize.
That's Trini Parker, director of the Division of Family Services. She says it's not just teens. Many children with other needs like medical conditions also need families prepared to take on a higher level of care, a challenge as the state asks more community members to step forward.
And then we also need families who are interested in providing services to children who have a higher level of need. That might be a youth who has some behavioral health needs. It may be a youth who has an intellectual or developmental disability, such as autism. And we also have some children who have a higher level of medical need.
Programs like Lifeline at West End Neighborhood House are on the front lines of supporting older kids. Program director Stacey Schamberger says their caseload includes 57 young people, and their highest need is among those preparing to age out.
There's not necessarily more youth that are aging out of foster care, but there are more youth that are in a specific age range, so that like the older ones, that 18 to 23, are struggling a lot more in as far as being able to find housing and employment.
Knowing that need, Lifeline has expanded housing services in Southern Delaware's Sussex County.
We do have the new house downstate, and that's the 10-bedroom, 10-bath home that we opened up in June. We moved youth in October, and we're, working through that list now to be able to hopefully house more youth downstate.
Some support already exists for older youth pursuing higher education. Through Delaware's tuition waiver program, foster students at UD and Delaware State gain access to free housing and meal plans year-round.
For the students who attend the University of Delaware and Del State, they also are able to live on campus free of charge and have year-round access to meal plans. So housing insecurity and food insecurity are something that we have been able to get rid of for those populations, while they are earning education, while they're working towards degrees, and leaving without student loan debt.
But across every part of the system, from foster care to transitional housing, leaders say the government can't meet the need alone. They say community members have the power to step in and change the path for a child. From the Delaware desk, Johnny Perez-Gonzalez, WHYY News.